With SRN News, I'm John Scott. America's employers adding 206,000 jobs in June. That's down from 218,000 in May. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network native-born Americans have lost jobs over the last year.
From June 2023 to June 2024, to the tune of over 900,000. So all of the job growth has gone to foreign-born workers. Again, from June 23 to June 24, it was 1.2 million.
The unemployment rate ticked up from 4% to 4.1%, a still low number, but the highest rate since November 2021. Also at SRNNews.com, Michigan's governor disputing that she told the Biden campaign that her state is unwinnable. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Politico magazine reported this week that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the chairperson of the Biden campaign to say that after the presidential debate, Michigan was no longer winnable for Joe Biden. But Whitmer's office said the reported comment was false. And the governor insisted that the president can still win Michigan, which is a key battleground state. Democrats remain in disarray after Mr. Biden's troubling debate performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he will lead a government of service on a mission of national renewal in his first official remarks. That's after his Labour Party swept to power in a landslide victory after more than a decade in opposition. Conservative leader Rishi Sunak, in a farewell address, said he understood voters' anger and he took responsibility for the loss. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 1 point, the NASDAQ is adding 130. This is SRN News. America's medical system making war on people with Down syndrome.
It's well known that if prenatal testing indicates an unborn baby has Down, the doctor will almost certainly advise the mother to have an abortion, and in most cases, she will. But now research out of Harvard Medical School reveals that during the pandemic, people with Down syndrome who became sick were six times more likely than ordinary patients to have a do not resuscitate order applied to them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in five states will now decide referendums on abortion this year, with potentially more to come. Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota will hold referendums on enshrining abortion in their state constitutions. Meanwhile, organizers in Arizona and Nebraska have turned in more than enough signatures to put abortion-related ballot questions before voters in November's election. This is SRN News. The Wisconsin Supreme Court changing course and will allow officials to place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's elections in the presidential swing state.
The court ruled in 2022 that absentee ballot drop boxes could only be used in election offices, and no one other than the voter could return a ballot in person. Liberal justices gained control of the court last year, prompting a progressive voter group to ask the court to reconsider the ruling. And now the court has ruled 4-3 that placing a ballot in a drop box equates to delivering it to a local election clerk, regardless of where the box is located. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Kansas Supreme Court has struck down state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers and banning a common second trimester procedure. The court's decisions reaffirm its stance that the state constitution protects abortion access. More details at SRNNews.com.